on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll set the scene. An interesting matchup here today between the Spartans and the Wolves. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Union Springs and the Unitico girls in the Section 4 Class C basketball championship here this afternoon, live from SUNY Cortland. A great crowd coming in to support both of these teams. Union Springs is black and purple, so half the gym is those colors. And, of course, the Spartans are the white and the green. They're on the other half of the gym. If you're still on your way in, still quite a bit of seating left, you'll be able to find a seat here for today's championship contest. Unitico is looking for their first sectional championship since 1985 on the girls' side for basketball. The Wolves of Union Springs, no sectional titles. They're looking for their first one here this afternoon. And it's kind of been a Cinderella road for both these teams to get here. Of course, Unitico all year was expected to make a run, but they were the 3 seed behind 2 seed Deposit Hancock and 1 seed Newfield. You know, a lot of people going into the year had talked about how strong Newfield was, possibly a Newfield and Unitico championship game, but DH had a heck of a year, and it came down to a semifinal game the other night where Unitico got past Deposit Hancock 45-42. A late three by Morgan Perry from the top of the arc was really, really key there for the Spartans, and they were able to hold off Lacey Drake and the Eagles. They had lost to them twice during the regular season, once in regular season MAC play, and then once in the MAC championship game down at Binghamton University. So that had to be a nice little bit of revenge for the Spartans the other night to knock off a very good DH team. And I know there's a lot of good respect between the girls on both of those teams, so it was a fun battle to watch. So Unitico advances. Then Union Springs, the 4 seed. They win in the opening round against Tioga. They survive in a 39-30 game against Delhi, of course, a team that we know very well in the second round. And then I think they shocked a lot of people the other night by knocking off Newfield, the team they had lost to twice during the season. And, you know, Union Springs kind of on a Cinderella run here. And when a team gets hot like that and has that momentum, they look to try to ride it. And we'll see what happens here this afternoon. Can Unitico slow down the leading scorer, number 3, senior Renee Park, the first 1,000 career point scorer in Union Springs history, leading scorer in school history, and she's a tall, lanky guard. Union Springs, to me, from what I've seen, I stayed the other night, watched them against Newfield, a tall, lanky team, a lot of size on the inside, very physical as well, from hearing about some of their other sectional games throughout this season, just a team that is going to make you earn it on the inside. I think there could be a lot of physical play today. I'm expecting a low-scoring game between these two teams because I think they both like to get after it on defense, and we'll see who handles it a little bit better. So both teams are finishing up their warm-ups here, and the crowd continues to shuffle into SUNY Cortland. We're so glad we could be here for this game today. Some other games we'll be keeping an eye on, of course, the Section 3 championship games featuring the Cooperstown boys and girls against the Weedsport boys and girls. The only game that has started so far is the Cooperstown girls leading Weedsport 22-16 at halftime. What's interesting about that, folks, if Cooperstown wins that game and say Unitico wins this game here today, they would play next Saturday in a regional up in Syracuse. And wouldn't that be a lot of fun? Actually, I just got a score update that Cooperstown is ahead 36-27 in that game at the end of the third quarter. So that's exciting for Cooperstown. Their boys will play at 2 o'clock. And then the other two games we want to keep an eye on today are the Stanford girls taking on South Courtright. That game's in Oneonta at 2 o'clock in the D final. And then in the boys action in Oneonta in the D final, it's South Courtright and Marathon at 4 o'clock. So we'll take a break here on our pregame show. It's the Butler Auto pregame show, the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. We are going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back on CDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Both teams getting ready for the start of this one in the Section 4 Class C championship game. The winner will move on to regionals next week. Let's get you some starting lineups first for the Union Springs Wolves. They will start with senior number 3, Renee Park. They start with freshman number 12, Kaylee Callett. They have freshman number 21, Danielle Waldron. Senior number 22, Grace Perkins. And a freshman, number 24, Ella Johnson. And you can see, when you look down this roster, that Union Springs, a lot of young players, certainly a team we'll have to look out for in the future in Section 4. On the other side for Unitigo, senior number 3, Paige McCoy. They will start with junior number 13, Jenna Faulkner. Junior number 20, Megan Perry. Junior number 21, Morgan Perry. And senior, the point guard, number 23, Haley Lucia. Unitigo's in the white uniforms, the green trim, says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Union Springs is in the black uniforms. They have a purple and white trim and says Wolves across the front of the uniform there in a purple and white lettering. So we're set to go. We're going to thank several of our special sponsors here this afternoon for allowing us to be here, including the O at 112 restaurant in Otigo, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Patriot Masonry of Otigo, and the Green Giraffe Antiques and Consignment Shop of Unadilla. Again, thank you to all our special sponsors. We'll be recognizing you throughout today's broadcast. So we're set to go. Unitigo girls and Union Springs girls, the 3 seed versus the 4 seed, moving for a chance to move on to the state tournament. Of course, Unitigo was in this game a year ago. Came up just a little bit short to Watkins Glen. Watkins then went on to defeat Cooperstown in the regional. So we got to see a lot of Watkins Glen last year. Boy, wouldn't it be fun for us local neutral listeners to see Unitigo and Cooperstown. It would be great for the entire area. So we wish the best to Cooperstown as they look to move on. All those girls play with each other, different off-season activities. It'd be a lot of fun. Unitigo gets the opening tip. They go left to right on your radio dial, and this will be Haley Lucia with the basketball at the top of the key. Lucia goes to the right side. Bounce pass here for Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner getting a screen from Meg Perry. Rolls off to the foul line. Down low for Meg Perry. A great play there. Little pick and roll, and Meg Perry is able to finish it off. And a good start for Unitego. They lead 2-0. 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Union Springs going up against that 2-2-1 press that Unitego likes to be long and lengthy on at midcourt. Springs will break it this time. They'll take it down low, and a baby hook is up and good at the right low block for Union Springs. And that will be Danielle Waldron putting it home to make it 2-2 with 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Unitego now with the ball. They go to McCoy into the right wing corner for Lucia. They'll swing one around the top of the arc back to the left wing side in front of the Wolves bench for Faulkner. Now back to Meg Perry. Splits two defenders and is fouled. Good job by Meg as she went to get into the paint. And there was a foul on Union Springs. Foul is going to be on Union Springs. Their first and the team's first. So Spartans will get it in. They go to the left side for Haley Lucia. They work one down low for Meg Perry. The pass was tall. She was able to tip it back out to Morgan Perry. Her pull-up jumper left side 15 feet, no good. And a rebound for Union Springs. And they're looking to hurry back up the floor and not allow Unitego to settle in on defense. Wolves will go to the right wing side. And they'll have the basketball here with Waldron. Waldron to the left low block. Pull-up jumper is an air ball. Rebound for Faulkner. And Faulkner will now find Haley Lucia with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Faulkner, right side, will slow things down here for the Spartans. They're looking for some good options here in their half-court offense here, willing to take their time. Faulkner to the right side on the baseline, dribbles down low, little up and under, and a foul. And this one will be on Renee Park, her first team second. Of course, Renee Park is the leading scorer in Union Springs girls basketball history, went over 1,000. And is the only girl in program history to go over 1,000 points for Union Springs. So this will send Jenna Faulkner to the line. We know her family always listens in on WCDOsports.com, so a hello to them as Jenna misses the first shot here. Certainly appreciate you guys following along all season. Also wanted to give a shout-out to Coach Jim Knight. He's down in Florida listening today on WCDOsports.com as Jenna gets ready for her second shot. He always checks in online. I've been meaning to give him a shout-out all season long, so hello to Coach Knight. Second shot for Faulkner is up and good for her first points of the game. And Unitego leads 3-2 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Union Springs looking to break the press will have a foul on Faulkner. As coming up to midcourt was Grace Perkins there for Union Springs. They just went hip-to-hip there as they fought for position on the sideline. So the first on Faulkner for Unitego and the first personal. Little 2-3 zone here for Unitego, looking to spread it out, use some of that length. It is Unitego 3, Union Springs 2. Section 4 championship game, a 3 from Union Springs to the outside, no good. A rebound underneath also won't go from that left low block for Waldron, and now a rebound for Unitego. 5:55 to go first quarter. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lowe, and we've been looking forward to this one all week long here after the semifinals wrapped up. Faulkner left side, comes off a screen from McCoy, dishes one right side back for Haley Lucia, gets a screen. Wants to work it to the interior, down low for Meg Perry. Follow-away jumper, just left it a little short, and a rebound underneath is scooped up by Waldron. Boy, she's tough on the glass so far. 3-2 lead for Unitego, and Union Springs will throw it away. Looks like they're really trying to push the pace here. They were looking for that home run pass there to Grace Perkins, went right through her hands and out of bounds. And so Unitego will have the ball in the backcourt, and Lucia will come across the big Cortland C at midcourt. A bounce pass to McCoy on the left wing side. McCoy now back to Meg Perry. Perry looking for options. Back to Haley Lucia. Lucia to the right elbow. Leaves one off for Morgan Perry. 15 on the shot clock. Perry's going to pull up. Her shot hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. McCoy into the land of the trees, fighting for a rebound. Will have a jump ball. And I believe, yes, going back to Union Springs here. But great hustle there by McCoy underneath with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. And a 3-2 lead for Unitego over Union Springs here in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball championship game. Well, I'm from SUNY Cortland. In the backcourt now, this will be Renee Park being hounded here by the Unitego defense. She'll dish one off, finds Waldron, pull-up jumper, left it short. Gets her own rebound, but then lost it out of bounds and back to Unitego. 4:50 to go here in the first quarter, and Unitego will get it back, and now Union Springs showing some full-court pressure. Little 1-2-1-1 press, it looks like. But with the ball in the hands of Haley Lucia, looks like she'll be able to break it. They go left side now for Meg Perry. Back across for Faulkner to the interior here. Good pump fake by McCoy, but she misses the right-handed layup. Gets it back, puts it up again, and it won't go. And this time a rebound for the Wolves. And now we're going to have a foul on Faulkner. With 4.5 to go in the first quarter, that's going to be the second on Jenna. And that's tough. Both teams were jockeying for position. The Union Springs player, I believe it was Waldron, got the ball, and then Faulkner going back up the court. They just kind of bumped into each other, and a foul was whistled there on Faulkner. So she's going to have to come out. And it looks like Maddie Wilsey will be checking in for Unitego. She's been first off the bench for a lot of this year. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by Unitego off the leg of McCoy. Unitego girls leading 3-2 in the sectional championship game here against Union Springs. Winner will advance to the New York State quarterfinals. That game will be next weekend, next Saturday, at SRC Arena in Syracuse. That's where the Cooperstown girls are playing right now. That's a possible opponent for one of these two teams. A kick by Morgan Perry rolls out of bounds. Someone will have to tell Morg, you were here for the state championship for soccer, but we're in basketball now, so got to use your hands there. Morg is just one of those players that is always able to get a hand on something, an elbow, a knee, a leg, a foot. She's just always able to get something in the way of a pass. It's good defense. Union Springs taking it inside. They force a shot there with Renee Park, and the rebound comes to Haley Lucia. Wasn't really a shot. It just kind of tipped up in the air, and Lucia was able to snag it. They go to Morgan Perry at the foul line as Unitego goes left to right. They're in the white with the green trim. They work it to the interior for Paige McCoy. Stops, pops, and that one's an air ball. Wilsey with a rebound into the land of the trees. Tries to work it back out, but a steal by Union Springs. In front of the scorer's table, right side. Wolves with the ball. Here is Callett. Callett takes it down low, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Union Springs. It was Kaylee Callett, one of the other freshmen here for the Wolves. And boy, even off the bench here, they'd like to bring in some good size. As this will be Hunter Pettit coming in, one of the seniors here for the Wolves. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Low scoring so far. It's 3-2. Unitego leading Union Springs. Wolves with the basketball in front of the Unitego bench. They're on the opposite bench they were from the other night. Left side step back three for the Wolves. Off the back of the rim and no good. Wilsey skies for the rebound. That missed shot there was from Waldron. Haley Lucia back up the floor across the Dragons logo, and now will look to slow it down. With 3:15 to go in the first quarter, Unitego 3, Union Springs 2. McCoy with the ball right side. Comes off a screen, shovel pass back to the far side for Lucia. Lucia into the paint. Will work one now to Megan Perry in a traveling violation. We'll give it back to Union Springs. So both teams trying to settle in here on offense so far. It looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by Union Springs. 3:07 to go in the first. Unitego girls on top 3-2. We'll be back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Here's an update on that Cooperstown game. The Hawkeyes are pulling away in the fourth quarter. They lead 50-33 in that game over top-seeded Weedsport. So let's see if Cooperstown can hang on for a victory there in the Section 3 girls' championship game. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Union Springs with the ball. We're going to have a traveling violation on Danielle Waldron, and Unitego will get it back with Haley Lucia. So Lucia in the backcourt now will come across the big Cortland C at midcourt and look to set up the offense. They go to the right side now for Paige McCoy. McCoy to Meg Perry on the baseline. They'll reverse it to the far side for Morgan Perry. Through the hands of Wilsey, she's able to hold on to it, works it out of the double team, finds Meg Perry down low, hits it, and she's fouled. A great pass from Wilsey up top to Morgan Perry. Quickly with a bounce pass down low to Meg Perry, and she finishes. Meg Perry had a whale of a game against DH the other night, and looking to continue it here today in the sectional championship game. So Unitego now leads 5-2 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. And Perry will step into the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And this shot is up and good for Meg Perry. She has 5. And Union Springs trailing Unitego 6-2 with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. And here are the Wolves with the basketball, and it's knocked out of bounds by Haley Lucia. And now Tatum Coddington will be checking in for Paige McCoy. So Coddington's going to get some minutes here late in the first quarter with 2.5 to go. 6-2 the score. The Unitego girls on top of Union Springs. I'm Nate Lull, live from SUNY Cortland. Glad to have you along. Here is Park forcing a jumper from the baseline on the left side. And the shot was no good, and a rebound for Meg Perry. Into the hands of Haley Lucia, back up the floor. Bounce pass here for Tatum Coddington. A long two for Coddington, won't fall. Rebound loose on the floor, and Meg Perry's able to gather it up. Back to Coddington. Thought about a three, but doesn't pull the trigger. Goes left side for Morgan Perry. Now to Meg Perry at the high post. Stops, back out Coddington. No, travel on Meg Perry first. She's trying to signal to the official that she was pushed there. And it's a little too late for that as the traveling violation gives it back to Union Springs. Riley Cunningham now coming in. And Peyton Gilbert will be heading to the bench for Union Springs. So both teams not afraid to rotate some players here in the early going. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's 6-2. The Unitego girls on top of Union Springs in the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship game. Here is Renee Park, an NBA range three, bang from downtown. First points of the game for Renee Park, and that cuts it back to a one-point game, 6-5, with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Left side now for Morgan Perry. Now back to Haley Lucia. Lucia with a chest pass to Coddington. Coddington looking for options here, dribbles into the paint, kicks one back out for Morgan Perry. Perry at the foul line, finds Coddington left side. Chest pass back out, Lucia for three. It's an air ball, rebound for Union Springs. They're on the right low block. Park is able to somehow shovel it out of there. And Union Springs will bring it back up the floor in transition. They try another three. It's off the mark to the left side. That shot was from Callett. Rolled out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched here by Unitego. So on the inbounding duties will be Riley Cunningham for Union Springs. They'll look to work it in. Trying to go to the interior, Haley Lucia will knock it out of bounds. With a buck 13 to go in the first quarter, Unitego leading 6-5. But what did we say during our Butler Auto pregame show? That this game would most likely be a low-scoring affair. And so far it is. To the high post, back out for Callett. Tries to step through two defenders, and we're going to have a foul. No, traveling violation. Okay, I was going to say, it looked like she took that extra step before she tried to split a double team. But Unitego will get it back. With 1:05 to go in the first quarter, it's 6-5. Unitego girls on top of Union Springs. It's been a slugfest so far. And Lucia will walk it up the floor now for the Spartans. The Brockport bound, Haley Lucia. One-handed bounce pass to Tatum Coddington. Right side, comes off a screen. Wants to try to do that pick and roll. Works it down low for Meg Perry. Knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Unitego. So 50 seconds to go in this first quarter. It's 6-5. Unitego will look to get it in on the baseline with Morgan Perry. Now finds Haley Lucia. And back to Lucia at the top of the key. Little give and go there with Morgan Perry. Lucia comes off a screen, tried to shoot, but then at the last minute tried to dish it for Morgan Perry, and it was off her hands, and Union Springs will take it away. Wolves back up the floor. Another long three here is off the front of the rim for Renee Park, and again, Unitego with the rebound. They're doing a great job on the glass. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitego leads 6-5. Lucia hands one off for Coddington. Coddington now for Wilsey on the left wing side as Unitego goes left to right. Back to the right for Megan Perry, to Morgan Perry. They continue to work this ball around. 10 on the shot clock. Haley Lucia to the interior. Shot off the front of the rim won't go. Wilsey with the rebound, and boy, it's a war on the interior down low. We'll have a whistle. It's going to be a jump ball, and the possession error will keep it with Unitego with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitego leading 6-5. Can they get a bucket here at the end of the first? We'll see. Morgan Perry on the baseline will work it in for Haley Lucia. Left side. To the interior, finds Meg Perry, scoops it, takes it to the hoop and scores. Meg Perry with 7 of Unitego's 8 points, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Unitego girls leading Union Springs 8-5. We'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Union Springs with the ball as they trail 8-5 over Unitigo, make it 8-7 as an opening bucket here from Riley Cunningham. With 7:40 to go in the second quarter, again makes it Unitigo 8, Union Springs 7. Live from SUNY Cortland in the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship game. Looks like Cooperstown is going to defeat Weedsport, so the dream matchup could be alive if Unitigo could win here today against Union Springs. Morgan Perry down low, a step-back jumper, rolls off the front of the rim. A rebound for Union Springs, actually a jump ball, I believe is going to give it back to Unitigo, yes. And so with 7:20 to go in the second quarter, Unitigo will have the ball on the baseline. And so they'll work it into Haley Lucia at the foul line. And back to Lucia for Morgan Perry on the right wing side. 7:12 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo going left to right on your radio dial. Again, both teams being very methodical on offense, looking for all the options. Here's Maddie Wilsey, a pull-up jumper. Off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound for Union Springs. Grace Perkins with the rebound. And ahead now, they'll work it through the top of that press. Knocked out of bounds. No, it's going to be a foul. Morgan Perry will pick up her first foul here. And Union Springs will head to the line. And this will be Peyton Gilbert to the line here for U.S. And so the first shot here for Union Springs off the mark and no good. Again, 6:55 to go in the second quarter. It's Unitigo 8, Union Springs 7. We know how good the Delhi girls were this year. Union Springs defeated them 39-30. Could we be looking at a similar score here today? We will see. Second shot is no good, but Union Springs, after going 0-for-2 at the line, gets a rebound. And now a steal by Lucia. Lucia was just hunting down Peyton Gilbert in the corner, was able to pick her pocket. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Lucia to the right side. As Unitigo goes left to right, they lead 8-7. Now for Morgan Perry. Perry comes off a screen, gets into the paint, stops, tries to shoot. No, pulls it down. Goes back to Lucia left side. In front of the Union Springs bench. To the opposite corner now for Paige McCoy. Out of bounds and back to Union Springs. Every possession has just been so valuable for both these teams as the points have been really hard to come by. Some other special sponsors today include ZRE, Zavril Racing Equipment of Wells Bridge, Lou and Carmen Kaiser from Tax Resolutions in Otigo, the Silo Restaurant in Green, and the Village Variety, Fran and the Gang in Unadilla. 6:15 to go, second quarter, ball knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Union Springs. 8-7 to score with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. And this will be Renee Park on the baseline, looking to float it in. And she'll find Callett. Callett to the right wing side now for the Wolves as they set up shop on offense. They go for Waldron. Waldron has it taken away by Morgan Perry. Now to Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey over the midcourt timeline will find Meg Perry, and now back to Morgan Perry with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Again, 8-7. Unitigo on top by a single point here in the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship game. Ball out of bounds. Lucia let that one fly by thinking it was going to Megan Perry, and it rolls out of bounds. Unitigo's going to take a timeout. We'll check on Cooperstown during the break. 5:50 to go, second quarter. It's 8-7. Unitigo on top of Union Springs on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Nate Law live from SUNY Cortland this afternoon. The Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship game. 8-7 the score. The Unitigo girls on top of Union Springs. The winner, it looks like, will get Cooperstown in the quarterfinals. Cooperstown is just seconds away from defeating number one Weedsport. Now a steal by Unitigo. Boy, wouldn't that be fun, Unitigo and Cooperstown at States. 5.5 to go in the second. Unitigo with the ball after that steal by Haley Lucia. She's had the magic hands here so far today. And now they'll go to Maddie Wilsey, left wing side. Poor Jenna Faulkner with those two early fouls has been on the bench for a lot of this first half. Meg Perry down low, trying to shoot it. She's fouled. This is what Meg has done so well the last couple of weeks, slicing through the lane and just being able to draw contact, finish, get to the line. And she's taken a lot of punishment physically to do that. She gets knocked around a lot, but is willing to sacrifice the body to get to the line and try to earn some points for her team. 5:17 to go second quarter. Unitigo on top 8-7. Perry to the line. First shot is good. So Meg Perry now with 8 of Unitigo's 9 points. The other 1 point was from Jenna Faulkner from the line back in the first quarter. So Meg is putting this team on her shoulders right now in terms of the scoring load. Second shot for Meg, no good. Broadcaster's curse right there. 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo girls leading Union Springs 9-7. Across the midcourt timeline with Renee Park. Park in front of the Unitigo bench. Comes off a screen, stripped there by Wilsey. Rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with the Wolves. Good strip there by Wilsey. She's played some big minutes here in the second quarter with Faulkner on the bench. They've also brought in Tatum Coddington a couple of different times. We come up on 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 9-7. Unitigo girls leading Union Springs, a scrappy four seed who is really on a little bit of a Cinderella run. And to the right side, Springs tries to take it to the interior. Boy, it's been physical down there. A little up and under shot, no good. Good straight-up defense there by Meg Perry. Made the shot very difficult for Grace Perkins, and she just couldn't get a good angle on it. Lucia to the right wing side. With 4:40 to go, second quarter, still 9-7. Top of the key for Lucia. Comes off a screen. Oh, good play down low for Meg Perry, and it's good. That little pick and roll worked again. Second time it's worked to perfection. Lucia with the great lob pass inside for Perry, making it 11-7. With 4:25 to go in the second quarter, Union Springs back up the floor. They're in the black with the purple trim. Here's another straightaway three. Bang from downtown. Renee Park. 6 points on two NBA range threes. Keeps Union Springs in this game, and it's 11-10. They've had so much trouble scoring on the inside, but those two deep threes by Park have kept them in it. So we hit 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Lucia to the left side. Lucia comes off a screen, into the paint, tries to toss it up, and she travels. 4 minutes to go in the second, and Unitigo leads 11-10. Some other special sponsors include Brown's Pharmacy of Unadilla, SFCU, Mike and Tina Gavin of Gavin's Pizzeria in Sydney, of course, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, the Benson Agency Real Estate Agency in Oneonta, and Ace Glass in Oneonta. So Faulkner is going to come back into the game now with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. That's 11-10, and so Wilsey is going to stay in the game as well. And so it will be the two Perry sisters, Haley Lucia, Wilsey, and Faulkner in at the moment. And now we're going to have a jump ball as Union Springs on the right wing side tried to take it inside with Danielle Waldron. She got tied up with Morgan Perry. That was a good battle. Arrow this time keeps it with Union Springs. 11-10 the score. With, again, 3:50 to go in the second quarter, Union Springs will look to get it in on the right wing side. Still waiting for the official confirmation on that Cooperstown score. A lot of people said that was going to be a tough game for them with Weedsport, and it certainly appears that the Hawkeyes played very well today to grab that victory, their second straight. Union Springs to the interior, stripped of the ball down low, and Haley Lucia will pick up the loose change. The Perry sisters have just been very active on defense, causing a lot of strips and loose balls that Lucia has been able to jump onto. Lucia to the left side here for Morgan Perry with 3:20 to go, second quarter. Right side for Faulkner. Faulkner comes off a screen, back for Lucia. NBA range three for Lucia. The bank is closed there as she tried to hit it off the glass, but Morgan Perry a rebound. And back out for Lucia. Lucia resets the offense, goes to Morgan Perry, right wing side. Man-to-man here for Union Springs. Left side now for Lucia. Comes off a screen. Unitigo being patient. 15 on the shot clock. Running through the progression. Down low for Wilsey. Right low block. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Morgan Perry the rebound. She's there. And Morgan puts in her first bucket of the afternoon. And Unitigo leads 13-10 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Union Springs across the midcourt timeline as they go right to left. Here in front of a packed house at SUNY Cortland. It's a good-looking crowd. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section on the far side. Union Springs being very patient. They haven't really even started the offense on this possession. Finally now a bounce pass to the left side for Park. Park will work one back for Waldron. A three from the right side is too strong. Oh boy, hit the rim four times, wouldn't go down. And then we're going to have a whistle on the rebound. How did that not go in? Hit the rim, went sky high, came back down, and then just kind of rattled around and then popped free. Tough break there for the Wolves. Here's our team foul situation. Two right now in the second quarter on Union Springs, one on Unitigo. Neither team really in any foul trouble besides Faulkner with those two. And she's back in the game now for the last, oh, about a minute and a half. Unitigo with the ball. They go to Morgan Perry, now to Meg. Meg on the right side. Chest pass for Lucia. Wide open for a three. Haley can't get it to go. Off the back of the 10. Rebound for the Wolves. Unitigo still leading 13-10 with a buck 55 to go second quarter. Another steal by Unitigo. We'll have to get a check at halftime to see if the official stats make their way up here to the press box. Unitigo has been very active on defense with these steals. And here is Faulkner to the left side, handing one off for Morgan Perry. Perry to the foul line, pull-up jumper, splash for Morgan. And she's got back-to-back buckets. She has 4 points. Her sister Meg has 10. And Unitigo leads 15-10. And now Union Springs will throw it away. They tried a bullet pass down low from the top of the key to the right low block, and it sailed through everybody and out of bounds. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me here today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Here's Faulkner to the right side of the floor. Faulkner at the top of the key for Unitigo will find Morgan Perry. Again, Unitigo looking to go to the interior. They find Maddie Wilsey on the right low block. Little up and under move, and it won't go. Did everything but finish and then knocked out of bounds by Unitigo on the rebound back to Union Springs. Great execution. Shot just wouldn't go. And that's been the story of Unitigo's season at times this year. You never know. Sometimes they just struggle to score the ball, but then they put up 72 the other day in the second round against Oxford. So this team can be hot and cold from time to time. But, boy, Union Springs is struggling to a backcourt violation. They just tried to pass right on the line at midcourt, and it did not work out in their favor as Unitigo is going to get it back with a minute to go in the second quarter. Here's Lucia in the backcourt as Unitigo goes left to right with a 5-point lead. This would be huge if they could get a bucket here late in the second frame. Morgan Perry finds Faulkner right side. Comes off a screen from Morgan. Stops. Doesn't shoot. Goes back to Lucia. Lucia still at the top of the arc. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Is able to dish it off for Faulkner down low. Ball rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo. Last touch by Union Springs. Checking in, final score, Cooperstown wins 58-37. Congratulations to the Hawkeyes going back to states again this year. Their boys play at 2 o'clock against Weed Sports, so they still have a chance to get both teams into the state tournament. Of course, their boys are the defending state champions in Class C. So Unitigo will be doing the inbounding with Morgan Perry. Perry on the baseline. Looking for options. She's got to get it in soon here. Finally has to whistle one over to Haley Lucia. Left side. Stops. Pops. Slipped a little bit. Puts up the shot. It's too strong. Rebound for Union Springs with 30 seconds left. Now we'll have a jump ball. No, going to be a reach-in foul here on Unitigo. That's going to be on Meg Perry. Her first. And now team second. So 15-10. Unitigo on top of Union Springs. 30 seconds to go. Second quarter. Unitigo trying to dial it up on defense. The Wolves across midcourt to the right side. They stop Pop for a long three off the back of the glass and no good. And Faulkner ahead off the rebound. Finds Meg Perry. Tries to take it to the interior. No good. Faulkner with the rebound. Hits it and she's fouled. Meg Perry took an absolute beating as she went to the rim there. But Faulkner was right there on the trailer to pick it up and put it in. And she'll be going to the line. Kudos to Meg Perry. She knew she was going in there to take that hit. It was almost like a quarterback staying in the pocket. She saw it coming and just shot wouldn't go. But Faulkner with the great trailer play. McCoy is going to come in for Unitigo as well as Mallory Frazier. I think this is a good move here by Unitigo to protect some of their starters here in the last 11 seconds. No silly fouls or anything. Here's Faulkner to the line. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Faulkner gets it to go. Big bucket there. She has four. And with 11 seconds to go in the second quarter, Union Springs will look to bring it up the floor for the last shot with 8 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's 18-10. Renee Park splits two defenders, chucks up a long two, in and out, and that'll do it. 18-10. That shot is off the mark. Unitigo girls leading at halftime by eight. 18-10 in the Section 4 Class C girls championship basketball game. Some other special sponsors before we go to break include Otigo Family Dental of Otigo and Oneonta, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, as well as London's Christmas Tree Farm of Otigo, NBT Bank, and Clapper Construction of Otigo. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Unitigo girls on top 18-10 at the break here on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Mirabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Mirabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Welcome back, folks. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. So you can see for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Live in SUNY Cortland, I'm Nate Lull. It's the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship game, and Unitigo is leading Union Springs 18-10 at the half. The scoring summary in the first half, first for Unitigo, 10 points from Meg Perry, and then 4 apiece for Jenna Faulkner and Morgan Perry. On the other side for Union Springs, 6 points from Renee Park, 2 from Riley Cunningham, and 2 from Danielle Waldron. So a low-scoring, physical slugfest as we expected. Union Springs, that has just kind of been their style, and I think it's kind of the style of the IAC as well. It seems like when we cover their boys or girls teams, they just play a little bit more physical brand of basketball, and if you're a MAC team from the other side of the section, you have to get used to that when you play those teams. It's going to be a different type of game. Again, congratulations to the Cooperstown girls. They defeated top seed Weedsport 58-37 to advance to the state tournament for the second straight year. So Cooperstown will get the winner of Unitigo and Union Springs. That game will be next Saturday, 5:30 p.m. at SRC Arena up in Syracuse. That's at Onondaga Community College. Now let me just put this out there, folks. That could change. Schedules do change from the original schedule that they put out for states. But that's kind of the ballpark idea, that Section 3 and Section 4, at least in Class C for girls, would play next weekend up at SRC Arena on Saturday. It's different for every class. It's different for boys and girls. Some of the D schools play different sections than the C and B schools. So depending on what team you're following, there could be some different things that go on from year to year. So just want to put that out there. Of course, I'll be posting that on WCDOsports.com and also on my Twitter page later, probably today or maybe tomorrow when we catch up with everything. I'll see who wins all our sectional championship games that we're covering, and then we'll see what happens from there. Just a reminder, if you're a Norwich fan, I'll be down at the arena tomorrow covering their championship games. The Norwich girls play Newark Valley at 4:45 at the arena in Binghamton tomorrow, and the Norwich boys take on Seton at 6:30 at the arena tomorrow. So we'll have both of those for you on WCDO. Some other special sponsors today include the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, the Unadilla Rotary Club, and just a reminder, they meet Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. at Donna's Home Treats in Unadilla. That's formerly the meeting place. Jake's Deli of Otigo, a huge sponsor here for Unitigo basketball. Check out Jake's for pizza right now. That's what he's serving, and you got to get over and check that out. Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. Of course, the Unitego Booster Club, always a great sponsor here of the Spartans. A.L. Fox Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, Otigo Tire and Auto, and Stevens Excavation LLC, Stevens Excavating, I should say, of Otigo. Several other special sponsors to recognize throughout today's broadcast as well. We really appreciate their support. I don't think fans realize when you get this deep into sectionals and into states what the cost is to bring you these games, so we certainly appreciate it. We want to be here to support the athletes and support our local communities, so really appreciate all the support of our local businesses. Our halftime score, 18-10. The Unitego girls on top of Union Springs. I know it's a low score, folks, but it's been a great game to watch so far. Meg Perry with 10 points, Jenna Faulkner with 4, Morgan Perry with 4 for you Unitego fans following at home. I'm Nate Law. We'll take a quick break. Start of the third quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Stayed a member of SFCU for 27 years for one reason, the staff.
SFCU members talk about why SFCU is banking easier.
All the other financial institutions were charging minimums. The only one that was gratis, basically, was the credit union. That's why I joined.
I would tell somebody who wants to open up a business account at SFCU that don't worry, it's not scary. They'll help you through the process step by step.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, the Cooperstown girls winning the Section 3 championship, 58-37. Winner of this game will get Cooperstown in the state quarterfinals next Saturday in Syracuse. And wouldn't that be a lot of fun if we could be there to bring it to you? I'd certainly be very happy if that's the case. But again, Union Springs, a very tough and scrappy team, would not put it past them to make a little comeback here in the second half. Unitego with the ball to start the third quarter. They immediately go to the inside, and Morgan Perry is fouled as she tries to go up for a layup right in front of the rim. Unitego in the white with the green trim going right to left on your radio dial. And Union Springs is in the black with the purple and the white trim. They'll now be going left to right. Starting five is back in for both teams to start the second half. Unitego with the ball, again with an 18-10 lead. Here's Morgan Perry, steps back for a three. It's a knuckleball to the side of the rim, ball loose on the floor, and the Wolves of Union Springs will come away with it. Down the left wing side of the floor. Here is their leading scorer, Renee Park. Zips one back to the right side. They try to go to the interior here. The pass from Callett was intercepted, and here comes Unitego. Numbers if they can hurry. Here's Morgan Perry, takes it right to the rim and scores. Morgan Perry up and in, and she has 6 points. Biggest lead of the game for Unitego at 20-10 with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Union Springs with the basketball now going left to right. The Wolves trying to get some offense going here. A mixture of young and old players here on this Union Springs team. Ball out of bounds going back to Unitego. They tried to throw it to the right side. Through the hands there of Peyton Gilbert, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Unitego. What I mean by that is they have some great senior leadership, but also some young 9th and 8th graders that play some key minutes. You wonder, can they respond here with Unitego leading by 10? McCoy to the right side finds Meg Perry. It's a hot potato, but she holds on. Shuffles one off for Haley Lucia, still right side. Lucia, a pick and roll here for Meg Perry to the interior, and she scores. Perry now with 12 points, and it's 22-10. And Unitego is in control with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for the Wolves. They go to the high post. Turn around here for Grace Perkins. Perkins to the right side. Union Springs will fire up a deep three, and it's good. Three ball from the outside for Callett. And she's able to get it to go to make it 22-13 with 6:20 to go in the third. Morgan Perry left side of the floor. Perry to the high post. We'll go to Meg Perry. Morgan to Meg there. Again, Union Springs has hit some key shots from downtown to just stay within distance here. Here is Morgan Perry. A pump fake, takes it to the interior. Can't get that shot to go. A rebound here for Union Springs. Still a lot of time left, obviously, as the second half just underway. And the Wolves with the basketball. They'll pick it up. They go to the left side of the floor. Pump fake on a three. Wolves to the interior. Spot up jumper is no good. It was an air ball from Waldron. Paige McCoy with the rebound on the weak side. Outlet pass for Faulkner. Splits through two defenders and is fouled as she goes for the finger roll in the paint, and we'll head to the line. With 5:40 to go in the third, Faulkner back to the charity stripe. A big thank you to Country Squire Realty of Unadilla, one of our special sponsors today. Also, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, and, of course, Northern Eagle Redemption Center on Railroad Avenue in Oneonta with 6-cent bottle returns every day, as well as Country Computers and Publishing of Unadilla, and, of course, the O at 112 restaurant in Otego. Stop by and see Hot Rod when they reopen here in the spring. Faulkner to the line. First shot is good for Jenna Faulkner. She now has 5 points, and it's 23-13. So Unitego in a game like this, boy, just feels like a big lead. So Faulkner will settle in. 5:40 to go in the third. Second shot at the line for Jenna. Left it short, and a rebound for Meg Perry. Then she tripped up. Ball rolls to the far side. Faulkner couldn't save it in time, and it's going to go back to Union Springs. Good sportsmanship there, helping each other up there. Perry was on the floor, and Peyton Gilbert came over to help her up. It's been a battle on the inside, but it's a lot of sportsmanship I'm seeing out there as well. 5.5 to go in the third. It's 23-13. Union Springs with the basketball to the right side of the floor. Now tipped out of there by Morgan Perry. Out of bounds. Will stay with U.S. Union Springs, again, has been saved by the three ball so far. They have three threes, so that's 9 of their 13 points have come from beyond the arc here this afternoon. Can that help them get back into it? This won't help, as they have a double dribble, and it goes back to Unitego. Looks like a timeout's going to be taken here by Union Springs. 5:20 to go in the third. Unitego girls leading in the Section 4 championship game. 23-13 over Union Springs. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint. Paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. One of my favorite times of the year when you get to, deep in sectionals, the start of states for basketball. The weather's starting to turn a little bit. Knock on wood there, folks. Hope I didn't curse us. But always a fun time of year. 23-13 to score. Unitego with the ball going right to left. Bounce pass into the corner for McCoy. Back up to Morgan Perry. Slides one over to Haley Lucian. Now to Faulkner in the right wing corner. And to the high post for Meg Perry. Down low for McCoy. She's blocked. There's that length of Union Springs as Renee Park was able to block that shot. And then back up the floor. Going to be a foul here on Paige McCoy. She was trying to tap it away from behind. And so McCoy's going to go to the bench. That's her second foul on McCoy. And Maddie Wilsey will come back in. Trying to keep track of fouls the best I can. They do not put them up on the board here for whatever reason at SUNY Cortland. So trying to do my best to keep track of it here. Union Springs to the interior. And Meg Perry with a huge block there. Swats it back to the left wing side. But Union Springs will hold on to possession here. Is that rattled back up towards midcourt. Union Springs with the ball, a bounce pass far side. Now they try to work it to the interior, trying to use some of that size they have, but they dribble it out of bounds. Oh, just off the leg there of Meg Perry at the last second. We'll keep it with the Wolves. 4.5 to go in the third. And the Unitego girls leading Union Springs 23-13. So the Wolves will get it in, right wing side, little inbounds play to the right wing corner here for a three, but they didn't do it. One on the shot clock. Can they get a shot off in time? No. Actually, they are going to say that shot went, but Renee Park airballed it out of bounds, and it goes back to Unitego. They were not aware that it was that deep in the shot clock when they went into the corner, and they didn't shoot. And the Union Springs coaching staff just frustrated at the moment. Unitego across the midcourt timeline with 4:10 to go here in the third, and the left wing side for Morgan Perry. Now back to Haley Lucia for a long two. Good for Haley Lucia. Her first bucket of the game, nothing but net there for Haley. Makes it Unitego 25. And Union Springs, 13. Of course, a lot of this crew was on the team that won the Section 4 Class C Girls Soccer Championship back in the fall and made it all the way to the state tournament, or to the state finals, I should say, right here at SUNY Cortland. Union Springs able to answer back as Peyton Gilbert with a runner in the lane. Makes it 25-15. Faulkner down the side of the floor to the right wing side. Now to Lucia. They work it back for Morgan Perry. Pump fakes on a three. Takes it to the interior. Puts it up. Won't go. Rebound for Park. Tied up with Morgan Perry. Jump ball. Going to keep it. Going back to Union Springs. 3:25 to go in the third. It's 25-15. Union Springs trailing at Unitego in the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game. Across midcourt. They go to Callett. Callett to the interior. Going to be a traveling violation on Union Springs, and Unitego will get it back. 3:20 to go in the third. Again, a low-scoring affair here between the Spartans and the Wolves. Both of them looking for a sectional championship. Union Springs with no sectional titles in their school history. Unitego looking for the first one since 1985. Unitego with the ball. Chest pass into the corner for Haley Lucia. A kick here as Lucia tried to feed it to the interior off the foot there of Hunter Pettit. So Morgan Perry will be doing the inbounding duties to the left of the basket. Perry with the ball finds Lucia right wing side. Leading scorer today for Unitega was Meg Perry with 12 points. Back to Morgan Perry for a long two. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go. Out of bounds. Going back to Union Springs. Been a good battle here today on the interior, but Unitego is finding a way to kind of neutralize some of this size, and now a steal by Morgan Perry, in for the layup, and it's good. Morgan Perry now with 8 points, and it's the power of the Perrys here. They lead 27-15, Unitego, that is, over Union Springs. 2:40 to go in the third. Good turnover there on the press. Now Union Springs takes it to the interior, and a little finger roll is up and good in transition for Peyton Gilbert. Back-to-back buckets for her. 27-17. Union Springs is just hanging around enough where if you make a run, you could get back in this game as they trail by 10. 2:15 to go in the third. Faulkner to the top of the key. They'll work it to Haley Lucia. Wide open for a three. Oh, in and out. And a rebound for Union Springs. That thing was halfway down. Wolves will bring it back up the right side of the floor across the Cortland logo. Now for Callett. Callett the freshman. Little crossover down low, and we're going to have a kick by Unitego with 2 minutes to go in the third. And Unitego leading 27-17. Now we're starting to see some of that competitive fire come out when you look at the defense down low. There's been some, it's been good sportsmanship, but there's definitely been some physical play down there, some pushing and shoving at times. Union Springs with the ball on the baseline. They try to go right back into the teeth of the defense here. We'll have a jump ball, it looks like. And this time the arrow is going to give it back to Unitego. Seen a lot of jump balls. Both these teams very gritty, willing to get on the floor for it. Unitego on the baseline. We'll work it in for Meg Perry. Perry up the floor to the midcourt timeline for Jenna Faulkner, and she's fouled. A foul on the far side by Renee Park. Again, the leading scorer here for Union Springs, a 1,000-point scorer, all-time leading scorer in school history. She has 6 points here today on two deep threes. I mean, they were really, really deep. Besides that, Unitego has done a good job of limiting her chances and good looks at the basket. Minute 45 to go in the third. Unitego tries to go to the inside. Lucia's pass is intercepted here by U.S. Back up the floor they come with Callett. Callett to the right side finds Park. Park splits two defenders, works it back to the outside for Callett. Pull-up jumper is an air ball. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds. Going to stay with Union Springs. And again, the physical play continues on the interior with 1:28 to go in the third. And you can almost get that sense that both these teams are like, okay, it's late in the third. Can't be messing around anymore. Here is Park for a straightaway three, in and out. We're going to have a foul on the play, though. Let's see who this is on. I believe, yes, on Morgan Perry. That's going to be, I believe, Perry's second team foul with a minute 23 to go in the third. And they were just jockeying hard. She tried to fight through a screen, and they whistled her for that. Here's Park, left side for three. Got it. Another three for Renee Park. 9 points on three threes. Makes it 27-20. So the Wolves are hanging around here with a minute 10 to go in the third. Lucia in the backcourt. Dribbles behind the back to escape some trouble. Floats one now to Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner in the corner. Inside Fort Meg Perry steps through, can't get the shot to go, but will head to the line. And over the last couple of weeks, Meg has just really turned that play on. She can get it back to the basket, spin move, split two defenders, draw that contact, and she's just so lengthy that she can kind of hold the ball out and keep it away from defenders at times, and it's just been a really effective move. 103 to go in the third. This will be Meg Perry to the line. She has a team-high 12 points and a game-high 12 points. 27-20 to score as Perry will step into the line. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you listening in today. As Perry's first shot from the line is no good, in and out. Special thanks to Patriot Masonry of Otigo. Of course, Mike Perry, the Perry's dad, always a great supporter. Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, and of course the Green Giraffe Antiques and Consignment Shop of Unadilla. Second shot for Meg, rattles in and out, ball loose on the floor, out of bounds going back to Union Springs. Lou and Carmen Kaiser from Tax Resolutions in Otigo, as well as Village Variety, Fran and the Gang in Unadilla, and Brown's Pharmacy of Unadilla. Union Springs will look to get it in the backcourt, and they will. Front of the Unitigo bench. Boy, Unitigo coming with some full court pressure, and the Perry sisters are going for a double team, and Union Springs has got to take a timeout. There was nowhere to go. 55 seconds to go in the third. Unitigo leads 27-20. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live from SUNY Cortland this afternoon, the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship. The boys' game is at 2 o'clock after this, featuring Newfield and Watkins Glen. Union Springs with the ball. They'll like to try to take it inside. A right-handed layup is no good. Wolves wanted a foul. They won't get it. Back up the floor here for Haley Lucia. Lucia to the right side for Morgan Perry. Back to Lucia. Stops. Throws one down low for Maddie Wilsey at the left low block. They'll work it back out. Lucia straightaway three for Unitigo. Just left it a little short. Not enough mustard on that one. Back out to Lucia, though. Good rebound inside by Meg Perry with 30 seconds to go in the third. Left side for Jenna Faulkner. Shovels one with a one-handed pass over to Lucia on the right side as we come up on 20 seconds to go in the third. And now back to the left wing side. 12 on the shot clock. They go to the interior for Meg Perry. Now to Maddie Wilsey. Little up and under. Back out Morgan Perry. 6 on the shot clock. Her shot won't go. From the right wing side on the baseline. Ball out of bounds, but going back to Union Springs. 6 seconds left. Third quarter. Can the Wolves get off a shot? But Unitigo's bringing that full court pressure with the two Perrys and with Faulkner. Park to midcourt. Dribbles through it. Tosses it down low. And will they get a shot off? No, they won't. Went to the interior and just didn't have enough clock awareness to turn around and shoot. Fourth quarter coming up. It's 27-20. Unitigo girls on top of Union Springs in the sectional final here from Cortland on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Law with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Back underway here in Cortland in the fourth quarter, start of the fourth quarter, I should say, in the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game. Union Springs with a deep three left side, sails out of bounds, an air ball. It's going to go back to Unitigo, and oh, now the Wolves are going to bring some full court pressure. Looks like maybe a little 1-2-1-1 pressure, full court, with 7:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And now to the right side of the floor for Paige McCoy. McCoy lost it out of bounds, and they're going to say dribbled it off her own legs as she hit a double team. Goes back to Union Springs. And the Union Springs fans on the edge of their seat right now trying to hope and pray and wish and knock on wood to try to get their team back in this game. And I think the Unitigo fans are on pins and needles too here with this 7-point lead. 27-20 early in the fourth quarter. Wolves with the basketball. They go left to right. Pull-up jumper swatted out of there. Morgan Perry with a block. Two-on-one if they hurry. Lucia finds Morgan Perry. In for the right-handed layup, and it's good. Morgan Perry into double figures. She has 10. Meg has 12, and the Perry power continues. 29-20 the score with 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Union Springs to the interior. Knocked away. Outside for a long three for Union Springs. It won't go. Rebound on the interior. Won't go as well, but a foul. And this will send Hunter Pettit to the line. Well, Union Springs, for having some younger girls on this team, certainly has some size and some height. I mean, even the players they bring off the bench have been pretty impressive in terms of physical stature. And so this will be Hunter Pettit to the line, one of the seniors for this Wolves team. Shot won't go. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 29-20. Here for Unitigo on top of Union Springs. Second shot for Pettit is also no good, and Meg Perry skies for a rebound. Perry is in the backcourt, and an outlet pass to Morgan. Morgan to Haley Lucia. Lucia, three-point line extended, will now go back to Morgan Perry, now for Faulkner left side. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim, Union Springs in the black with the purple trim. Now to Morgan Perry, 10 on the shot clock. Unitigo looking to take their time. Comes off a screen. Finds Lucia. Give and go. 5 on the shot clock. Back for Morgan. Now to Lucia. Step back 3 for Haley. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling. Scrambling for it there. We'll have a jump ball. Good look there for Haley. It just wouldn't fall. She hit 5 threes in that second round game against Oxford. Played very well the other night against DePauw Hancock. And it's just, she doesn't have to score. She's just so good with the ball in her hands. That's what you need Haley to do out there. It doesn't hurt, though, when she's hitting some of those threes. Meg Perry to the inside. Her shot partially blocked. Union Springs will come away with the basketball. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 29-20. Unitigo on top of Union Springs. The winner will have a date in the state quarterfinals with Cooperstown. And the right side of the floor here for Union Springs. Pull-up jumper. No good off the back of the rim there for Callett. Faulkner skies for the rebound and windexes the glass. Ahead up the floor, Faulkner is fouled right in front of the scorer's table. Foul's going to be on Danielle Waldron. And Union Springs looks very frustrated right now to me. Every time there's a call or something, they look to be very, very frustrated, shaking their head, slapping the floor a little bit, just some of those telltale signs. We'll see if they can put that effort into trying to shut down Unitigo here over the last 6 minutes. Spartans with a 9-point lead, 29-20. To the interior, Meg Perry, pull-up jumper, won't get it. Gets her own rebound, puts it up again, and won't fall, but she'll head to the line. Meg Perry again, just sacrificing the body here today, doing everything she can to get to the interior and try to fight for those rebounds and put shots up. And so Perry will head back to the line. Here's our team foul situation in the fourth quarter. 2 on Union Springs and 1 on Unitigo. So Perry to the line. Settling in. Meg's first shot is no good. London's Christmas Tree Farm of Otigo, another one of our special sponsors, including Mike and Tina Gavin of Gavin's Pizza in Sydney, as well as Assemblyman Cliff Crouch and the Benson Agency Real Estate in Oneonta. Meg's second shot from the line is good. So Meg now has 13. Morgan has 10. Morgan's going to go to the bench here, and Tatum Coddington will come in. Almost looks like, it looks like Morgan Perry might need a Band-Aid or something on her finger, so they had to take her out real quick. Now here's a steal by Meg as Union Springs comes back into their own offensive end of the floor, and Unitigo will walk it back up with 5.5 to go in the fourth. And a 10-point lead, 30-20. Here is Tatum Coddington at the top of the key. Goes back to Haley Lucia. Lucius straight away stops, throws one into the corner for Meg Perry. Pump fakes, gets to the left low block, puts it up and is fouled. And Meg will head back to the line. Yeah, it looks like Perry over at the bench. Unitigo coaching staff helping her get a Band-Aid or maybe some tape on that finger. And with how scrappy this game has been today, you know that there's going to be some plays like that. Somebody's going to be a little sore tomorrow after this one. So Meg Perry right back to the line here, trying to help build this cushion for Unitigo, and the first one at the line is good. She has 14. You know, I really thought in the MAC championship game, Meg kind of took it to a next level, and she's continued to play that way over the last 2 to 3 weeks. Meg settling in for her second shot again at the line. Meg Perry hits it. She has 15 points, and Morgan Perry's going to come back in, so she's all taped up on that finger. I don't think it was like a jam or anything. It looked more like a cut. And so Tatum Coddington back to the bench. Unitigo leads 32-20 with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. And Union Springs with the basketball. They go to the left wing side to try to pump it to the interior. And guess who? Meg Perry was right there to tie up Union Springs as they tried to take it to the interior there with Grace Perkins. And the war continues on the low block here with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Looks like that's going to be a foul on Meg Perry. No, jump ball. Okay, yeah, jump ball. And the arrow will keep it with Union Springs. And here is the Wolves with the ball. Let's see what this is. Going to be a foul. Yes, foul on Union Springs, actually. Here as Renee Park tried to get inside for a... No, okay, they are going to call it on Morgan Perry. My apologies there, folks. I thought for a minute they were going to call an illegal screen on the Wolves. Instead, it was a foul on Morgan Perry. So timeout is going to be taken by Union Springs. Sorry for the confusion there, folks. 32-20 the score. Unitigo on top of Union Springs. With 5 minutes to go in the fourth, we'll be back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Thanks for listening today. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. So Union Springs will be inbounding the basketball on the baseline with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the Unitigo girls here in the sectional championship game leading 32-20. Union Springs with the ball popped out of bounds there by Morgan Perry. Just between the Perry sisters and Haley Lucia, just have been really good on defense. Knocking balls out of bounds, getting to every loose ball that they can. Here is Union Springs with the basketball. Right side of the floor now for Callett. Callett to the interior, and the shot won't go. Rebound by the Wolves, though, and they'll pull it back out. Another deep three here from Park is good. Renee Park keeping Union Springs in touch here. She's got 4 threes and 12 points. Here's Maddie Wilsey quickly in transition. Unitigo beat everybody back, and Wilsey put it up and in. So Maddie Wilsey now with her first bucket of the game makes it 34-23 after those two haymakers go back and forth. Ball loose on the floor, steal by Unitigo. Morgan Perry finds Megan Perry and into the safe hands of Haley Lucia. And ahead now for Faulkner on the right side as we come up on 4:10 to go. Boy, Unitigo has pretty much held Renee Park in check, the leading scorer for Union Springs, but she does have 12 points on 4 threes. Faulkner will now give one off for Morgan Perry. Perry gets through a screen, pull-up jumper won't go, but boy, bodies colliding as Megan was trying to set up a screen for Morgan. 3:55 to go in the fourth. Foul is going to be on Union Springs. as Unitico leads 34-23, looking for their first sectional title since 1985. Unitico with the ball. Here is Morgan Perry looking for options. We'll get it in to Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner on the left wing side of the floor. Top of the key goes back to Haley Lucia. Lucia trying to hold on and work some clock here, it looks like. Faulkner handing one off for Morgan Perry. 15 on the shot clock. Morgan steps back, pops for a long 20-footer. No good. Rebound loose. Union Springs will come away with guess who? Renee Park. Park down the right side in her senior season, trying to save it here for the Wolves as they look for their first sectional title. Bounces one on the baseline. Little up and under move. Won't go. Rebound for Jenna Faulkner with 3:20 left. Faulkner will now dish it for Haley Lucia. It's 34-23 as Lucia comes across midcourt. Lucia directing traffic like the quarterback that she is. Will hand one right into the breadbasket here of Morgan Perry, and a timeout going to be taken by Unitico. 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 34-23. Unitico girls leading Union Springs. We'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Just a reminder, folks, we'll have the two Norwich games tomorrow. The girls at 4:45 against Newark Valley. The boys at 6:30 against Seton Catholic. Those games down at the arena in Binghamton. Let's set the scene. Unitico girls leading over Union Springs in the Section 4 Class C Championship here, 34-23. Winner will get Cooperstown in the state quarterfinals next Saturday up at SRC Arena in Syracuse. Cooperstown defeating top seed Weedsport earlier today. That game started at 11 up at Onondaga Community College, and they won big, 58-37, so a nice win for the Hawkeyes. And here is Unitico with the ball out of the timeout. Morgan Perry takes it to the rim, off the glass, and good, and she's fouled. What a big bucket there for Morgan. She has 12 points. Megan has 15 points. It's been a whole dose of Perry power today. 2:55 to go in the fourth, and Morgan will head to the line, leading 36-23. Unitico looking for their first sectional title since 1985. They got here a year ago, falling to Watkins Glen. And they're back here a year later trying to maybe put the icing on the cake. Missed foul shot there from Morgan. In transition for Union Springs, but Meg Perry hustling back. Poke checks it away from behind, and it sails out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves. And Union Springs will work it in. Left side pull-up jumper on the inbounds play is no good. Rebound for Gilbert for Union Springs. She tosses it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. And this will be Peyton Gilbert heading to the line. If you're interested in listening to the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game, that's at 2 o'clock here at Cortland. That game will be on ESPN Ithaca. And you can find them at ESPNIthaca.com. We won't be carrying that game because it's Newfield and Watkins Glen, two teams kind of out of our coverage area, but I know a lot of Section 4 people will be wanting to tune into that. First shot for Gilbert is no good. Second shot coming here with 2:45 to go fourth quarter, and Unitico leading 36-23. Second shot coming for Gilbert, and this one is also no good, and a rebound for Meg Perry. She's knocked out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul. No, they're just going to say it was off of Union Springs. I thought if anything it was a foul because Meg kind of got shoved from behind as she was trying to save it, but the Zebra crew saying it will go to Unitico. Union Springs continuing to try to bring some full court pressure. Unitigo's handled it pretty well here today. Meg Perry will escape a double team, gets across the midcourt timeline, dishes one off for Jenna Faulkner, who's going to slow it down with 2.5 to go, and she's fouled. Renee Park from behind was trying to steal it away with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Team foul situation, 3 on Unitico, and now 5 on Union Springs. So this is going to be a shooting foul, and to the line will be Faulkner with 2.5 to go. So Faulkner will settle in to shoot 2. First shot coming for Faulkner at the line as the gym gets very quiet. And the first shot is no good. Some of our special sponsors today, including Northern Eagle Redemption Center on Railroad Avenue in Oneonta with 6-cent bottle returns every day, as well as Country Computers and Publishing of Unadilla. Second shot for Faulkner is good. She has 6 points. And Unitigo leads 37-23 with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Back across the midcourt timeline, Union Springs with the ball. A bounce pass to the right side. Gilbert tries to take it to the rim. Perry strips it. That's Morgan. Ball loose on the floor. Lucia comes out of there with it, but will have a jump ball. It's going to go back to Unitigo as the arrow favors the Spartans. So the countdown is on right now for you Unitigo fans, all sitting on the edge of your seats. Can the Spartans hang on here as they lead 37-23? They've controlled this game for a majority of the afternoon, but you just never know late in these contests. Haley Lucia with a home run pass ahead to midcourt. Somehow it finds its way into the hands of Meg Perry, ahead for Faulkner. A broken play turns into 2 points as Faulkner puts it up and in. She's got 8, and Union Springs calls timeout as they trail 39-23. 2:06 to go in the fourth. Unitigo fans on their feet, and we'll be back here at Cortland on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. 2:06 to go in the fourth. Unitigo girls leading at 39-23 over Union Springs. I want to give a shout-out to Hot Rod from the 0 at 112 restaurant in Otigo, listening here this afternoon for the Unitigo girls and Union Springs, always a proud supporter of Spartan basketball. Left side of the floor now for Union Springs. They are in desperation mode now. The Wolves try to take it to the interior. Off the hands of Morgan Perry. Back out for a three here. That is up and good for Union Springs from Aurora Lucas, who's in the game now. Gets her first bucket, and then we're going to have a foul on Union Springs as Unitigo tries to get the ball back in. So with a minute 42 to go, Unitigo leads 39-26. If they win, they'll get Cooperstown in the first round of the state tournament. That'll be next weekend at SRC Arena. That's at Onondaga Community College in Syracuse. The time is set for 5:30 next Saturday. But again, that could change during the week. So if Unitigo hangs on here, make sure you stay tuned to CDO during the week. And we'll make sure if it changes, we'll let you know. This is Morgan Perry to the line. First one is up and good for Morg. She now has 13. And the second shot coming with a minute 42 to go. And Unitigo on top 40-26. Perry's second shot, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. It's going to roll out of bounds and stay with Unitigo. Much to the delight of the Spartan faithful in the green and white on the far side of the gym. Here is Morgan Perry on the baseline doing the inbounding duties to the left of the basket in for Haley Lucia. She'll jog up to the top of the arc here, and Unitigo, again, just trying to kill some time. We're down to 90 seconds left, and it's a 40-26 lead here for the Spartans. Paige McCoy is back in. Dishes one for Lucia. Shot clock is at 15, and Lucia is fouled. Unitigo trying to hang on here, and they're giving it into the hands of Haley Lucia as much as they can. And this will be Mallory Frazier checking in. And Faulkner is going to come to the bench. Both teams putting in some different players here late in the game. Especially Union Springs. He just took out his starting five. And boy, what a run here for this Union Springs team. Again, the 4 seed. Won in the opening round against Tioga. They beat a very, very good Delhi team in the second round and knocked off the number 1 seed, Newfield, to get here to the championship game here today. Haley Lucia with the first shot at the line as she was fouled on that last play. Makes it 41-26. A lot of people thought this game was going to be Unitigo-Newfield. They were talking about it even before the season began. Second shot for Lucia is good. She has 4. And Union Springs said not so fast, knocking off the top seed Newfield, who had a great year as well. Both those teams played very, very well. Unitigo leads 42-26 with 1:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Pull-up jumper for the Wolves. In and out. as again, their reserves are in here for the rest of the contest. And a straightaway three here for the Wolves. It's off the mark and no good for Aurora Lucas. Ball out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Unitigo. With 1:02 to go in the fourth quarter, Alexa Lucia will come in, replacing her sister Haley Lucia. Madison Cooperthwaite is in the game as well here for Unitigo. So with 1:02 to go in the fourth, Paige McCoy to the bench. Faulkner to the bench. Everybody is getting in here at the end here. Kylie Moussaw is in as well here. So the only starter still on the floor here for Unitigo, the two Perry sisters, just trying to help them put the icing on the cake here for the Spartans with 50 seconds left at a 42-26 lead. And they'll work it to the interior, looking for Madison Cooperthwaite. She couldn't quite hold on to it. And the Wolves with the ball back up the floor. Quickly in transition, Union Springs with a shot from the right elbow. Off the mark and no good for Callett. And here comes Alexa Lucia in the backcourt. Lucia comes across the midcourt timeline as we hit 30 seconds to go. And Unitigo will be looking for their first sectional championship since 1985. Now a timeout taken by Unitigo as looking to just get a couple more starters off the floor here. Morgan Perry will check out. Meg Perry, the lone starter, still in. And so Unitigo will work the ball in. With 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, they find Alexa Lucia. 13 on the shot clock, 17 on the game clock as the Unitigo fans start to rise to their feet here. As, boy, it's going to be an exciting matchup in the state quarterfinals. Alexa Lucia for three, right side, in and out. 5 seconds left, a rebound for Meg Perry. Back out to Alexa Lucia. It'll be Unitigo and Cooperstown in the state quarterfinals next Saturday as Unitigo has advanced to the state tournament. They are your Section 4 Class C champions, 42-26. The score here this afternoon as Unitigo, the 3 seed, beats 4 seed Union Springs. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. One last time to SUNY Cortland as both teams will be getting their awards here. As the Union Springs girls, congratulations on a great season. They will get their runner-up medals. And Unitigo will receive their championship plaque and their first-place finisher medals. Again, this group had a heck of a run in soccer earlier this year, winning the section, getting the state championship game. They were here in this game a year ago on the same floor, losing to Watkins Glen, so they know what it's like to be on the other side, so congratulations to them. They'll be taking on Cooperstown next Saturday at SRC Arena. Those two teams over the last couple of years have had a great relationship. They've played each other the last couple of years in non-league games. Unitigo was in the Cooperstown tournament this year. It just worked out that they did not play each other And a lot of those girls play AAU together, work out at the Clark Sports Center together. So interesting that Cooperstown just over the line into Section 3, that they'll get a chance, two local teams, to meet up in the state tournament. We got it last year when the Cooperstown boys played Unadilla Valley in that regional game down at the arena. So this year we'll have a chance on the girls' side. And, of course, I got a text to remind me here that Mike Niles is a Unitigo grad, former Unitigo girls coach. He's now the coach up at the Cooperstown girls program. He's done such a good job there. Of course, the state championship with Liz Millay and that crew just a couple of years ago back in 2015. He's done a really, really good job with that program up in Cooperstown. And they've won now back-to-back Section 3 Class C championships. And, of course, the Unitigo girls, their first sectional championship in girls basketball since 1985. You got to feel really good here for the Unitigo community as they have just embraced this group of girls. And it's certainly been a great run here as the fans on their feet now cheering for Union Springs, the runner-up here in Section 4 Class C this year. Our final scoring summary, 15 points for Meg Perry, 13 for Morgan Perry, 8 for Jenna Faulkner, 4 for Haley Lucia, and 2 for Maddie Wilsey. So congratulations to them today. On the other side for Union Springs, a team-high 12 points for Renee Park, 4 for Peyton Gilbert, 3 for Callie Callett, and then 3 for Aurora Lewis, 2 for Riley Cunningham, and 2 for Danielle Waldron. I'm going to try to bring you some other stats here today in this 42-26 victory for the Unitigo girls. I wanted to check on a couple of different things here. In terms of rebounds, Jenna Faulkner finishes with 7 today, and Megan Perry finishes with 9 rebounds today for Unitigo. So congratulations to those two. They were very, very tough on the glass today. Also wanted to try to get a look at steals here. Yeah, 3 for Morgan Perry, 3 for Megan Perry, 3 for Haley Lucia. Those three were just very, very active today on the defensive side of the ball. I just thought they were great. So Unitigo being awarded their championship plaque now as well as their championship medals, and that'll give us a chance to go through our three WCDO awards today. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's go with Megan Perry today. 15 points. I thought she was tremendous. Had 7 of the 8 points in the first quarter and just helped them get off to a strong start. So Meg Perry is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here today. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. I'll give that to Morgan Perry today. 13 points, but a lot of those came off steals and just scrappy plays and setting up teammates. I thought she was great on defense. A couple of key steals when Union Springs was starting to make a little run on that press where they were able to turn those into easy layups. So we'll give Morgan Perry our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award today. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think you could go Faulkner, I think you could go Lucia, but we'll go with Jenna Faulkner. 8 points, 7 rebounds, got into some early foul trouble, but just came back in the second half and was really, really tough. So we'll give Jenna Faulkner our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. The team photo being taken at midcourt here now for the Unitigo girls. Make sure you check out Ricky McPherson photos. He's here today. He's taking some high-quality professional photos, as well as Joe Harmer. He's out there as well today. So they'll have some great action shots from this as well. So congratulations to the Unitigo girls. A great group of young women. Across the board, they're great students, they're great athletes, they're great people, and they come from great families. And that's not just lip service, folks. This is a really, really special time to be involved in the Unitigo community because this is a special group of girls. So congratulations to them. Unitigo girls win 42-26. Can't wait. We'll have it on the radio next week for you. Cooperstown girls and Unitigo. We'll see what other teams win here in our local area to see what's going on with states for the rest of the day. I'm going to zip over to Oneonta for the South Courtright boys taking on Marathon. I'll have Twitter updates from that game. So let's hope that the WCDO plane is fueled up outside here on the tarmac so I can just take off and fly down to Oneonta. So congratulations to the Unitigo girls defeating Union Springs 42-26. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. We will see you later this week. Make sure to check out WCDOsports.com. We'll have the full schedule for you there. I'm Nate Lull. Congrats to the Unitego girls, Section 4 Class C champs here this year for girls basketball. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.